Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day for music and musings. I'm Amy Bitherkowitz, showing together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a crazy week in the rear view. Is the Mike Pence subpoena the sign of the Trumpian never-ending investigation finally coming to an end? Or will there be more delays? Afterglow of Joe Biden's historic State of the Union address. He's taken a victory lap as the GOP response from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, an epic fail. Santos saga rolls on as Santos v. Romney and maybe the cinema too, as the lies keep piling up. We'll take it all on. We've got birthdays, anniversaries, milestones, your forgotten 45s in the mix, and you as well. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, February 11th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, comment, chat box available for the live riders, and Twitter is 24/7 at AB Writes, all being held by the talented, ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and Mela headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. If you love dark roast coffee, indulge in Dunkin' Midnight. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy, it's time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkwe Show and those robust roundtables. A couple of raucous rumbles this week. Yours truly in the middle of it all and having so much fun. Give us a little wiggle room to enjoy the music. So let's kick back and say welcome to the weekend and the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Happy to be born.
Of America's breakfast have gone from a cheap source of protein to a luxury good.
Socialism bad, capitalism good.
Americans own 46% of the world's guns. I think we need to get our numbers up.
The biggest reason we're investigating the Biden family is we're concerned that this administration is compromised because of the millions of dollars that they've taken from China. And here we are today, Harris, with this spy balloon.
The next balloon might be filled with another virus.
Did that balloon take off from Wuhan?
Pop, droplets all over, we're all on ventilators again.
And the message they're trying to send the world is, look, these guys can't even do anything about a balloon flying over U.S. airspace, and there was a message behind it.
But the balloon was shot out of the sky. What do you mean? I mean, the balloon was taken down.
If you've ever seen the movie Independence Day, where people are coming out to their porches, they're pulling over their cars, it really reminded me of that.
The catastrophic Chinese spy balloon spectacle clearly threatened American families.
President Trump would have been impeached over this.
President Trump put forward a very aggressive America First policy, and that's why China wouldn't fly balloons over America.
I don't know why they waited so long to tell people about this. And if they knew the trajectory that it was on, it seems from late last week.
Right,
from early last week.
And we're also told, by the way, that that this happened three times under the previous president. Obviously, there were no public notifications there.
And I've learned my lesson, and you can guarantee, I can guarantee you that from now on, anything and everything is always going to be above board. It's largely always been above board.
Of all the tribulations the producers of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark had to endure, we are very pleased, proud, and relieved to report working with George Santos was not one of them.
The RNC did that. Their representatives didn't listen to the people of our country that wanted a change in the RNC leadership, because I was the top of all the polls. I almost doubled both of them combined in the Rasmussen report.
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed. Hospitality's been there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. child behind the green door.
People always
it's not the end. We're just beginning on the AB Beth Arquay Show with Sheryl Crow, celebrating her 61st birthday and a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee for the class of 2023. So if you want to see her, get her rock and roll bona fides in this class, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. They have the fan vote open. You can vote up to five artists once each day through April 28th. So, see, I don't know how she's doing, but there you go. Happy birthday, Sheryl Crow. And having some fun with the GOP and all their nonsense, George Santos is an effing liar from the Founder Sing. That one for Bryn and for Stint. A lot of folks want to hear that song. We played it a couple of times. We'll do a couple more, but we can't do it every week because we're going to burn it out. But what a great thing to have them back. They're great purveyors of the great parody songs, indeed. And speaking of things strange, what's behind the green door or the green brain of Marjorie Taylor Greene? The liar, liar, crass, tacky, fur-collared coat on fire. You see her at the State of the Union yelling liar and other things at President Joe Biden during his speech, outrageous behavior from the woman who was a backbencher and is now a certified congressional power player. Think about that as we get revved up for yet another election. Scary stuff indeed. Green door from Jim Lowe, of course. And last week in the GOP, all the craziness that they talk about, from the Chinese surveillance balloons, made a big deal about that, and of course not noting that it happened three times under Donald Trump's watch, etc., the Santos saga and more. We'll talk more as we go. And can I get a witness from the Rolling Stones, great version of that song in honor of the subpoena that was issued to former Vice President Mike Pence regarding his involvement and knowledge of the insurrection on January 6th. We'll see if he testifies. Of course, some folks say that's a signal that it's the end of this whole darn thing, or the beginning of the end of this whole darn thing. I'm not so sure. Delay, delay, delay is the Trumpian playbook, and lawyers for Trump have already indicated they will, in fact, try to delay it with executive privilege. Most legal experts say it will be a no-go, but they can work their way through the courts. That could delay it a couple of months. We'll see. As for Pence, who knows? He's on his, you know, on his book tour. He was talking, just as John Bolton was, but these people are paper tigers and cowards when it comes to actually testifying. And Smackwater Jack from Carole King, who celebrated her 81st birthday. You talk about an ageless singer-songwriter and a treasure to this country. The other day from that album Tapestry, which was released, I think, this day in 1971. Great album, best-selling album, one of the best-selling albums of all times, was on the top charts for many years. It is mostly introspective and love songs, but this was the outlier, and what a fun one it is. We'll send that one out to the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, as he tries to untangle the very open web of craziness, lies, deceits, and crimes of Donald J. Trump. It's all out there in the open. For most of us, it looks very obvious, but, you know, you have to go through legal procedures. You have to have proof and evidence and all of that stuff. So let's get on with it with the grand jury predictions. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, botnet chat box available should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, February 11th. Claudia, PopNet chat box, one of our heartier regulars. Love to hear from you, Claudia. She says, thanks so much. As usual, you have the right tone and the right spirit. Love the music. Love your commentary. Thank you, Claudia. Happy you're with us and happy to have you with us live. Bridget says, I am so concerned about the Ornstein getting indicted. It's enough already. Put handcuffs on him, will you? Bridget, I'm with you. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is certainly with you, but it doesn't seem to be happening that way, if you know what I mean. As for the State of the Union, Biden hit it out of the park for sure, but the response from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the GOP wanted to say, well, we're going to show the contrast between the old, aged Biden, who, by the way, for 73 minutes didn't look so aged, did he? And the youngest governor in the country, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's half his age at 40, but she looked, unfortunately, looked like a Debbie Downer, dour, delusional for sure, some of the things that came out of her mouth, and very low energy, to coin a Trumpian phrase. OC said, Democrats want to rule us with more government control, so says Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but she represents the party currently banning books and reproductive health care. Exactly, it's an opposite world kind of deal, and when she talked about the dividing line is that between the normal and crazy, I think she forgot which side she sat on, because we know which side she sits on, that's for sure. Anything else we want to talk about? She made a fool out of herself, as per usual, so says Rachel, and Marge says, Biden was a winner. I love him, and I think his approval rating should go up. Well, we'll see. I don't know. Apparently, 72% of the people, according to a CNN poll, approved of the speech. His approval rating seems to be not that high, even among Democrats. I think people don't want him to run again because of the age thing. That's what it's got to be. We'll see how it all shakes out. I don't know who else could do it. Who else is going to take on? Certainly if it's Trump. If it's Trump, the age thing goes away. If it's somebody else, and I suspect it will be somebody else because Trump will hopefully be involved in his legal entanglements, but who the heck knows? You know, some people say indicting him will give him a boost. I don't know. I don't get it myself. But if it is Trump, I think Biden can easily beat him. If it's not Trump, they bring out somebody else, DeSantis or someone else. I'm not so sure because the age thing will be a factor, but we'll have to just see how it all plays out. But so far, he's doing a lot and getting a lot done, that's for sure. I hope he puts out Kamala Harris a little more for center stage, so to speak, give her some more airtime, give her some more media time, and see how that plays out. And there are other people. Of course, we have other people in the party who could emerge. The question is, will anybody want to take him on in a vigorous way? I don't think so, given his track record and all that he has been able to accomplish. The Democrats and all of us in the media who are so inclined have to showcase that. You know, tell it and sell it, as I always say. As far as that goes. It is the end of that Dark Week show. Unfortunately, we had a loss this week of pretty big proportions, a person who was whose music permeated our culture for decades, from the 50s, particularly the 60s on to current day. Burt Bacharach, you heard about the famed composer, Grammy Award-winning, Oscar-winning. He, along with his late lyricist partner, longtime partner Hal David, won the Gershwin Prize for music a few years ago. Burt Bacharach really put so many songs on our national soundtrack for generations to come. For sure, we lost him at the age of 94. The music does live on. And here's a beauty. Interestingly enough, Dionne Warwick was probably considered his muse, I think, and was certainly one of the greatest interpreters of their tunes. I'm talking about the Bacharach David tunes. But she passed on this one. But Jackie DeShannon took it to new heights, and it still resonates today, all these years later. What the world needs now, you know it, baby. Love on the Amy Bitharkley Show, remembering Burt Bacharach.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What's the world? That there's just too little love. But the world is love, is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
ahead. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
celebrate that version, I say a little prayer. On the Ibn Beth Arkawi show, as we say a prayer for Burt Bacharach taking flight to the next realm and all the music he's left behind. I'll Never Fall in Love Again from Dionne Warwick, the muse for the Bacharach David songbook on the cusp of Valentine's Day, too, huh, Dionne? And the award-winning song from, the Oscar award-winning song from Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid all those years ago from B.J. Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And, of course, that beautiful anthem resonates so much today with Jackie DeShannon. What the world needs now is love. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, thank you, Burt Bacharach. We could do show after show after show of all his songs, and we'll do some more next week because there's so many of them. Dip in, if you can, to the canon. And while Burt Bacharach and Hal David were tooling away in the 60s and writing all these great pop songs, the British Invasion arrived as well, and the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show February 9th, 1964. It really shook things up.
Close your eyes. That I'm just saying, but it's time to say, and hope
you know you should be down.
Beatlemania, February of 1964, hit our shores and the Ed Sullivan Show. And She Loves You and All My Loving. Things change, for sure. And, of course, those great Burt Bacharach songs. But the music, which so much of it is in our bones, in our very marrow, for those of us in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, younger kids, maybe not so much. Had a friend on social media this week, high school English teacher, who asked her class if anybody knew who Simon and Garfunkel were, and not a single hand went up. Amazing. We've got to preserve this music, cherish it, and pass it on, indeed. But case in point, the Grammy Awards, which I have to admit I only saw a smattering of, but turned it on just in time to see Bonnie Raitt, 73-year-old Bonnie Raitt, rock blues musician, win the Song of the Year. And boy, was she gobsmacked that she won. Her reaction, her humility, it's beautiful. But also the reaction on social media about who the heck is this unknown old lady, old blues musician, beating out Beyonce. I mean, some kids were not impressed, but backlash notwithstanding, she is so well-deserved, and what a reaction, and what a support from all her fans and friends in the music world, for sure. Beautiful song, inspired by organ donors, and an homage to her late great friend, and a friend to everybody who loves music, Handsome Johnny, they called him, John Prine. She's sung many of his songs, including Angel from Montgomery, and that was the inspiration for this one, a beautiful song called Just Like That. Song of the Year, Bonnie Raitt on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
I watched him circle around the block, finally stopped at mine. Took a while before he knocked, like all he had was time. Excuse me, ma'am, maybe you can help. The directions weren't so clear. I'm looking for Olivia's hand. They said I might find her here. Well, I looked real hard and asked him what she's got he's looking for. Said there's something I think she'd want to know when I let him in the door. It's not like me to trust so quick. Caught me by surprise, but something about him gave me right there in his eyes. Just like that, your luck can change. If I hadn't looked away, my boy might still be with me now. He'd be 25 today. No knife can carve away the stain. No drink can drown regret. They say Jesus brings you peace and grace. Well, he ain't found me yet. Sat down and took a deeper breath and looked right in my face. I heard about the son you lost, how you left without a trace. I spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know. It was your son's heart that saved me and a life you gave us both. Your life can change. Look what the angels send. I lay my head upon his chest. I was with my boy again. Well, I spent so long put in. But somehow grace found me, and I had to let him in.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room, and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, though regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. And I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
I will wait by the stony gate
a beauty. Song for David from Joan Baez on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, as you remember her late ex-husband David Harris, who passed away at the age of 76 earlier this week. He was an anti-war activist during the Vietnam era, served time for draft evasion during their marriage, and she was pregnant with their son Gabriel, and he went on to become a journalist and a book author. Check out his work as well. So much easy access. But interesting enough, they divorced. You know, certainly the prison term certainly didn't help. Married a short time, but remained lifelong friends. That's nice to know, indeed. A beautiful song by Joan Baez. And John Prine, I Remember Everything, the last song that earned him a Grammy posthumously, and certainly so many more songs in his canon. If you don't know them, please avail yourself. And Bonnie Raitt, 73 years old, and the song of the year in honor of her friend and all their collaborations, and, of course, organ donors as well, just like that. Beautiful song, indeed. So happy she won it. What a reaction she had. We've got to preserve that music. For sure. So the dust-up between Mitt Romney and George Santos got some attention at the State of the Union. Did you see this, where he was standing, Santos was standing at the door trying to shake every senator's hand as they came in, as well as getting the president's attention, like he was a Walmart greeter. Well, Romney told him, you don't belong here. He wanted him to go to the back and sit back in the back of the house, so to speak. And later, with the meeting with the media, Romney said, he has no business being there. I told him so. And he called him a sick puppy, which is like cursing for Mitt Romney. Later, of course, because he has no shame, the congressman known as Santos, we don't know if that's his real name or not, tweeted that, well, who cares, Mitt Romney, you're not going to ever be president, as if that matters. Of course, he also said later to somebody that Kristen Sinema, the now independent senator from Arizona, who, by the way, was trying to channel her inner peep. Did you notice that bright yellow crazy dress she was wearing? I don't know what that was all about, but supposedly he claims, Santos claims that Sinema said, hang in there, kid, to him. The Sinema office says, never happened. Amazing. He made up something else? Fabricator? That he is. He's killing us softly with his lies. Happy belated birthday, Roberta Flack. You tell me this song doesn't hold up.
Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
Thank you.
song doesn't hold up. Roberta Flack on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Killing Me Softly. A song I heard as a little kid in the 70s, and I've loved ever since. It holds up. Spread the word. Happy belated birthday, Roberta Flack. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, one final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Squeezing a lot of music, so we'll keep the conversation going if you want. Social media, friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'm at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. On the January 6th thing, Fevers says, yeah, it looks like the Smith investigation is going forward in a big way, but boy, oh boy, do they waste a lot of time. Merrick Garland could have done this back in 2021. It's been 2 years. It's been long enough for Pence to actually have published his crazy memoir. Yeah, they always have time for the memoir and going on talk shows, but do they have time to testify? We will find out about that. On the Grammys, so great to see Bonnie Raitt win. Like you said, music is ageless and timeless, and people should celebrate all of it, so says Alexandra. I agree with you there, too. On the Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, Phyllis says Marjorie Taylor Greene is crass, obnoxious, and horrible. So even though Sarah Huckabee Sanders lied a lot and wasn't so great on the State of the Union response, she's not as bad as Taylor Greene. Hmm. And Vince says, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the politics answer to Larry the Cable Guy. I love it. Lots of good stuff out there and lots of fun. I know there's a big game this weekend. Super Bowl, they call it, right? Bengals, Chiefs, who are you picking? Or door number three, that's me, movies. Either way, please enjoy. Cheer safely and responsibly, and snack safely and responsibly, if you know what I mean. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving from TCS. And thank you, drive safe, play nice, dream big. I'll leave you with a couple of games people are playing. From the Spinners, again, rock and roll nominee, class of 2023. You want to win? Go vote. Take care. You know I love you all. Hey, please snack responsibly.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
That day fixing up to go somewhere, thought I was late and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go.